Welcome to Atlanta Business Radio. I'm Amy Otto, joined by Lee Cantor and two incredible guests today. I'm so excited about this. You know, Lee, I think this is the very first time we've had two female guests at one time. How do you feel about that?
I'm a little nervous.
You look a little nervous. Actually, I think Dr. Fitness was a little nervous with the music there for a minute.
That goes without saying. He always rises to the occasion, as you can see.
I thought I might have to actually go over there. Don't make me come over there, doctor. Listen, I'm really excited about today's show for a couple of reasons. Karen Cook is incredible at what she does, and Kathleen Smart I heard speak at a recent event, and she blew me away. So
I know you were talking about it for weeks.
I really was, wasn't I? I mean, it was a life-changing experience. Maybe I just needed it at the time, but it was one of those wow moments, and it really made a difference in the way I've been approaching my business, and I'm anxious for her to talk about her business. But first, let's go to Karen.
All right. Let me give a little intro for Karen, and then we'll start. Karen spent the last 5 years of her career as the senior group sales representative with, Dominion Benefits?
You know what? Dominion? Last 5 years with GE.
GE?
Yep. GE Financial.
And then you moved to Dominion?
Yes.
Just recently?
Yep. About a year ago.
So how'd that go?
It was a good move. You so always want to be.
What was GE like? You were there when the guy was there, right?
Welch. Yes.
Did you meet him?
I never got to meet him, but I met a few guys underneath him. Very impressive.
Did they make you read his book?
I already read it. I was proactive on that. Just ready. Yeah, it's a great corporation and a great place to start your career, for sure.
Were you here in Atlanta for that?
Yes, based out of Atlanta, but lots of travel.
Oh, really?
Yes.
So tell us a little bit. You said you were an Atlanta resident for 20 years?
Yes, I've grown up in Atlanta.
You were born here?
Actually born in Virginia. So a few years outside of the state.
How long until you moved here?
He's trying to back into my age. Do you see
this?
We're not going to disclose that, Lee.
About elementary school?
Ish.
High school?
We'll go with that. Elementary school-ish.
So after GE, you went to Dominion Benefits. Let us know a little bit about that. I know in the benefit world, so many things are changing, and with the current healthcare situation and the election coming up, it's on the top of every business owner's mind is benefit. So tell us a little bit about, first of all, what is a benefit and what you do.
Absolutely. And you're right, Amy. This is the time to be in this industry because it's the time you can help people. And a lot of business owners, as well as their employees, are struggling with, you know, healthcare and how to make it all work and how do we afford it and understand it. So, you know, your benefits are your employee packages that you're getting, your health care, your dental, your disability, your life. And these things are really expensive. So business owners are looking to, you know, us, Dominion Benefits, and benefits consultants to help them revamp the way they approach things.
When somebody's looking for a job, I know the first thing is usually, how much money am I going to make? But it almost seems like the second ticket item is, tell me about your benefit package. How do you approach that? Because every individual is different. Every company is different. What type of approach do you take?
Gosh, that's a great, you know, topic to bring up because not enough people realize how much really goes into benefits. You know, the administration of them, the compliance, the, you know, the cost. So we encourage our business owners, our employers to give what we call a hidden paycheck to the employees when they're looking to hire them or, you know, at their annual evaluations. And it really lays out the cost that goes towards their benefits. You know, it can be half your salary sometimes.
Wow. And have you found more towards the consumer-driven healthcare plans or any particular providers that are coming up with innovative ways to maybe distribute those costs?
You know what? Consumer-driven healthcare, that's been the buzzword, right, for the last couple years. And it hasn't taken off like everybody anticipated. Maybe 6 to 8% of corporations out there have adopted it. And there are a lot of reasons for it. It's very complicated. You have to have an attorney that you've got to, you know, have discussions with pretty frequently to make it all work. But, you know, consumer-driven is making its way out there, and it's getting to be a little more user-friendly for sure.
Can you talk a little bit about what that means exactly, the consumer-driven healthcare? You know, as I understand it, it's it's when with the health savings accounts and the where you jack up the deductible super high. Can you give us a little background on that?
You know what? You're exactly right, because that's what every person who is a recipient of consumer-driven healthcare says. You're jacking up my deductible, right? I don't like this. But the whole concept is to raise the deductible.
Well, that lowers your monthly cost. I mean, you have to decide, is it better to have a lower monthly cost each month and a higher deductible, or you know, zero or a little deductible and a higher monthly cost? I mean, it's pay me now or pay me later.
Dead on. And a lot of people don't understand that. You know, they're complaining about the amount of money that's coming out of their paycheck. And here's a solution with consumer-driven healthcare where we can lower the amount of money coming out of your paycheck. However,
right, each month. But when you go to the doctor, it's not $20. Maybe it's $50. Or
you're right. That is the hard part about it. They're going to have to control the funds, you know, in their health savings account, you know, and use that to pay for, you know, what would have been a copay under a traditional plan.
What type of tax advantages are involved with like an HSA or a savings plan like that?
You know what? That's exactly what the whole concept is around. We want to motivate these employees to use some of their own funds to control the cost of healthcare. But in return, you're going to have a health savings account that you can set up, or a health reimbursement account that your employer can set up. And there's going to be dollars in there that are gaining interest, very much like a 401k. So there's a lot of incentive for the employees. It's just not that instant gratification you usually get. So it's a harder concept to adopt.
You know, consumer-driven healthcare, it goes a couple of ways. And I'm obviously very passionate about the subject. But a lot of times the conversation I get into with people is, why should I, when I'm living a healthy lifestyle and watching my diet, why should I be paying the same amount for my copay and deductible as the person that's not taking their health care into their own hands and really trying to be healthy? How do you feel about that? I mean, do you think there's a solution, or does that come into play when you're working with a company and what you offer?
Absolutely. And that is certainly a typical battle that's out there. A lot of employers say the same thing. You know, I'm healthy, I'm watching our expenses, but I'm paying for a lot of other people. You know, there really is not an easy solution. This is an age-old topic. And the employers are looking for ways to really structure it and kind of segment their populations, if you will. So different employees and different, you know, different employee groups can be set up on different plans. And that's something that we at Dominium really take very seriously, Amy, because we understand those struggles and we have to think outside the box. We can't shove one plan design at all these people. We've got to be creative and really, you know, in essence, work the system for our clients. And
is there a situation where, like, if you're a small company and you're offering benefits to your people and then one person like has a heart attack or something, that can just throw your whole insurance budget out of whack?
It really can. You know, that's a scary thing, because one large claim out of your 100 employees can truly affect your cost.
The other 99 employees, right?
It really can, you know.
Can you give an example of like the kind of number wise what a premium could move from in that kind of circumstance?
Sure, absolutely. If you think of a typical company, let's say 100 employees at a company, I mean, they're looking at paying probably $1 million a year for benefits. That's a lot of money. I mean, this is the number two expense for most companies.
Wow.
So when we look at that, and then we look at the average increase per company is anywhere, you know, around 15, 20, 30% increases a year.
Right.
We're looking at in 15 years, whatever you're paying for your number one expense, your payroll, is soon going to be exceeded by your healthcare costs, your number two expense. So we take our job very seriously, and we're passionate about getting it under control.
Now, do you think from a philosophical standpoint that the employer should be paying for this?
You know what? It is tough to run a hard line on that, but yes, employers really do need to have a hand in it. We're starting to see employers pull away, CFOs pull away from the expenses that they have in healthcare, because it is just spiraling out of control. But the reverse of this is employees that are not healthy, they have a hard time getting individual insurance. So if the employers are not supporting it, then that's where the crisis shows up, because these poor employees can't go out on their own to get individual insurance.
Right. Can you go a little, do you know of the history of when employers started paying? Because it wasn't always the case that the employer was paying for this. There, in fact, insurance is relatively new, right?
It's probably, you know, around World War time, you know, World War II time frame that this whole healthcare system really came about. And it was this push to take care of employees, take care of the health of these employees, because if they are healthy and they feel protected, they're going to be more productive for us. So our healthcare system really is, you know, a relic, and it's
Right, but wasn't it originally started because of in the war they were having wage, they weren't allowed to raise their wages, so they had to come up with other creative ways to kind of entice the employees to stay around?
You're dead on. And this is just another way to attract and retain employees. And that, you know, ties right back into the crisis that we're in the middle of. If we can't use these benefits to leverage, you know, new employees, great employees, what else can we use?
Money.
Right. And that's a limited resource as well. So that's our strategy even at Dominium. We say, let's not look at, you know, Dominium says, let's not look at your number two expense as a scary fixed cost. Let's look at it as something we can leverage and get some funds out of and try to use towards your payroll.
And to entice better employees. Because it has to be, the employer has to see a way that this benefits the company as a whole, because, you know, they don't have 100 employees because they just want to be nice guys and have 100 employees.
There's got to be, you know, a multitude of benefits, right, you get out of your benefits, for sure.
Along the benefits line, you know, no two people are alike and no two people's needs are alike. I know there's lots of different types of supplemental insurance out there. Do you team up with any supplemental companies at all to offer any benefits that would be paid for by the employee?
You know what? There are some great companies out there. I know a fabulous rep, in fact, Amy Otto.
This is the shameless plug section of the show.
Right. You know, Amy's in a great business because supplemental benefits right now are where the market is turning. The employers are putting their hands up and saying, we can't fund anymore. These employees, if they want protection, they're going to have to find their own, or we're going to bring them a carrier, you know, that Amy can help them with.
And that's part of one of the benefits of your company, right? You're not tied to one solution. You can shop the marketplace and find the best possible solution.
Exactly. We are out there being, you know, a third party, completely objective.
Right. You're Switzerland.
We're Switzerland. Right. But, you know, we're not always Switzerland. We take a firm stance and we know who's good and who does the right things out there. And we always try to give a good opinion of the different carriers.
So where do you see yourself in 5 years?
You know what? I will be with this company and, you know, doing what we're doing. And aside from the daily activities of trying to help your clients and your companies maintain their expenses and strategize on, you know, future plans, you know, I want to be able to help at a higher level even and really get involved with some of the legislation around healthcare.
Oh, so you think politics is in your future?
I don't know if politics, you know, is definitely there.
Or lobbying?
You know, on the periphery. I can be on the periphery, right?
Lobbyist of a lobbying company?
I know a few. I don't know if I could be that.
Well, Karen, what's the best way for people to contact you? I mean, it's that time of year where people are really looking at their benefits and they might be shopping around for a benefits broker. What's the best way for them to contact you?
Please contact me. I would love to talk with you. And, you know, you can go on our website. It's dominiumbenefits.com. And I think we can put out the link.
Yeah, we'll put the link up on, for sure. We'll put the link up.
Yeah.
And what about, can you talk a little bit about how, what companies are in your sweet spot?
Sure. We really focus on, you know, middle market companies and large market companies. So if you have 100 employees plus, 100 to about 5,000 is what we would call middle market. And then we even have a whole division of our company that focuses on 5,000 plus employees and Fortune 500 consulting for benefits. So we do some pretty big stuff and we do a lot of firms around Atlanta and feel like there's a lot of opportunity to help those middle market companies.
Great.
Cool. Amy?
Well, I could sit here and talk to Karen all day.
You just love insurance.
We get excited.
I get really excited about healthcare, but there are a lot of other things I get excited about, too. You were mentioning that I came in with lots of enthusiasm after hearing Kathy Smart talk, and it was incredible. I can't say enough about it. And Kathy is a principal partner at the International Business Academies Limited. Incredible concept. I cannot wait to hear more about it. So without further ado, Kathy Smart. Good morning, Kathy.
Good morning. How are you?
We're great. We've got some chocolate-covered strawberries here. Life has got to be good, right?
I see that. I'm looking at them. And
and you brought Kathy her smart water. How'd you know she likes smart water?
Because she's smart. She's got smarter ideas. Kathy, tell us a little bit about the IBAL and how it came about.
Well, we started an organization in Atlanta, actually in Gwinnett County, about 2.5 years ago called the Atlanta Business Academy. And at the time, the idea was to create a higher level or a more precise method of networking so that other people like myself, Art, and a few chosen others in the business coaching and consulting world would be able to basically create our own room of prospects without being pushy, without being salesy. So we would begin inviting people for the purpose of bringing them together to do targeted networking. And when I say targeted, I mean that you are placed in a situation with people that you really want to meet, not with people that you get to meet that are just there by chance. But we deliberately invited people. And at the time, it was limited to two types of industries. No one, in other words, there could only be two of your insurance representatives, and then two real estate, two financial planners, and then with the purpose of drawing in lots of different types of businesses for people to network with. Well, Art and I, prior to this, had a real vision of creating what we called an incubator for the business owner. And we had a real passion. I've been working with business owners for a long, long time now, we'll just say, since 1980 and before. I was in the restaurant business and actually made, I was Dairy Queen manager. So I'm looking at these strawberries going, geez, those look great on banana split. but that was my big career launch, was working in Dairy Queens and managing people, and I fell in love with it. So over the years, I kind of drifted into more and more of people business. And so I've been working as a trainer, a speaker, a coach, a mentor since early 1980. And have a real passion to help people do business. But
what are some of the common pitfalls that the people that hire you for coaching? You know, I'm sure there's some recurring themes you see over and over.
It's them.
It's them.
It's them.
They get in their own way.
Yeah. At the very base of every business, no matter how large, how small, is the person who's running it or the management team. And a lot of people start businesses because they love something passionately, and they want to do it for themselves. And they want more time. They want to be able to control their future. And they find that as they start business, their time is out the window because they're working longer and harder than they ever did before for anyone else. And they find they can't leave their business because a lot of people think that they own a business and really, truly, they own a hobby or they own a job because you can't leave. If you can't leave your business for a day, a week, a month,
then it's not a business.
It's not really classified. And I'm not being – I don't want to hurt anyone's feelings because that is not what I'm here for. We want to get you past that. We want to get you to the point where you can go travel with, you know, with Karen to wherever she goes.
That's right. Karen's open for traveling partners. Yeah. Is that right?
Right.
My husband may not agree.
It's actually the people that that I work with most and love the most is identifying your passion, your dream, your purpose, why you're here. And then beyond that, I happen to also be good at smart strategies. That's why I drink the smart water. And but the purpose of what we created here now is a support system for small businesses. When we work primarily with businesses 100 employees less, and then we also have another program that we go into the larger companies with more targeted areas where people come together to connect, grow, and profit. And the International Business Academies is the Connect, Grow, Profit Network, and we provide events, we provide skills, tools, events, and people.
Now, when you're when you're having these events, like you said, that you limit two per category? Is this
not anymore.
Oh, now it's wide open?
No, not anymore. And pretty much it's really straightened itself out. And people who are serious about building a business show up there. And we meet in clubs. Club Core is our meeting place of choice. In fact,
what is that called?
Club Core. Club Corp.
What is
they
that?
They are a worldwide group of business places to meet. The Buckhead Club is one of them.
Uh-huh.
We're going over to Bunker Hill in L.A. next month. Yay. So we're going to be in Los Angeles.
Travel partner.
We're going to be meeting at the Bunker Hill Club. If you go on the web and Google
Club Corp,
you'll
C-O-R-P,
see
right,
all the places we meet. We meet in Northwood Country Club in Gwinnett.
So they have like a big meeting area?
Well, it's a business center. You know, it's a business center for busy professionals who attract the kinds of people that we want to work with and that you want to meet.
And then at these events, what happens?
Well, it's a secret. You have to come, Lee.
Lee, you're missing out.
You have to come. It's the best kept secret, Atlanta. What happens is the meeting is about you. We have a time for you to interact with the people that you're sitting with. You meet about, 20 people. You get a really good feel for about 20 people. You're going to learn something. You're going to laugh. You might cry a little. pending.
Yeah.
I did. I cried. I mean, seriously, I did. What I think the thing that really stood out for me is that it was more about the people there. And Kathy gave a great presentation. The particular one that I heard was about eliminating the noise. You know, with all the multimedia and life going so fast, we've got a lot of noise in our life. And how if you can just, you know, stop the noise, you can really listen to yourself. And she quoted a great movie that it was a Friday morning. I went out and got the movie, watched it Friday night with my family, and it was just a really good experience. I met great people at the table. She prompted conversation in a different way. Instead of what do you do, it was what's the last book you read? So I really did get to know some people at my table a whole lot better. And I mean, Kathy really has a great way of doing that, bringing people together.
Well, I appreciate all that. And, you know, I really do. I think really and truly that because Art Butcher and I have worked so hard to come up with a way that we can duplicate this. So it can't be just one person, whether it be Phil, Art, or myself, as we grow these around the world, which we're doing. We do have this whole program to where a person can come along and start their own group, and they can become a director with us and have a great time. And it's and honestly, guys, it's a marketing tool. It's a way for you to come and sit down with Mele and say, Kathy, these are the people I truly want to be with. These are the types of people. These are the businesses that I want to market to and that I can help. Because really and truly, it's about people helping each other get what they want, right? A lot of times you go to a networking meeting and you've got all these people. Here's my card. Here's my card. Here's my card. And you walk home, you get home. Well, you don't walk home, although you could if you spend too much money networking in a car anymore. But I got a little funny. You know, it's not about the car. It's about you. I heard you say something this morning when we were talking to Laura about we like to focus more on you, too. We want to know who you are. Well, I want to know who you are. I can't begin to know how to bring you business or how to refer you business if I don't know you and I don't know what things you like to do or who you want to be with. And we have a cool little saying at the IBAL. We stock the pond for you. When you go fishing, would you rather fish in the big ocean and cast your line out and take your chance? Or would you like to go to a really great, prepared, fun, smaller pond with lots of really great fish swimming around? And you know pretty soon they're going to bite on your hook, right? That's what we do.
I went to a wine event that they hosted, and it was incredible. Wine and chocolate. And again, I think sometimes
wine and chocolate.
Yeah, it brings out a different person. The fact mm-hmm. that you have these events at different times of the day, a lot of people can make a morning meeting. Some people mm-hmm. can make a lunch. The wine event was excellent. The wine and I'm forgetting the chocolate. The chocolate was outstanding.
Yeah, but the chocolate was flowing.
It was great. And I met a lot of really top level business people that mm-hmm. I enjoyed as people and really look forward to doing business with. Can you touch a little bit on your strategic sessions that you
yes.
offer?
Yes, I'm glad you brought that up. What we do is, yeah, we have the events, but more than that, the events are to gather the people and create the good relationships and open the doors and have a good time too. Fun, relevant, powerful. It's really important. But what we then do is we break our members into what we call strategic connect groups. We bring them together with like-minded people, peer level and above, who have targeted the same type industry. For instance, Amy, you, and Karen would be great peer group team members. You both have the same client that you're looking to get, but you're not really competing with one another. In fact, you complement one another. And the other great thing is that you both are great people and you can both grow and learn from each other. So we like to have the people in the groups. They're small. They're around 8, no more than 10. And they're permanent groups that we put together, and that's part of the membership.
And they're all complementary.
All complementary.
That's but all in one vertical.
Correct. It's not at all to be compared to a closed networking group. That's not what it is. It's a
kind of a
round table of your peers.
Right.
Correct. Then the other thing we do is anyone who comes to a breakfast as a visitor or any of our first-time members all get to come to a strategic session, which is what you came to. And we will actually spend 90 minutes in a room with you. And we will, together as a group, pick apart one or two things that you really want to do to further yourself or your business.
So you being the director is the facilitator? Mm-hmm. And then you go around the table, and each person's kind of what their pain is of the week.
Or
you kind of work through?
You know, not necessarily like the one we ran. One gentleman has a specific person he wants to meet.
Right.
And so we came up with a way to
like a strategy. And as a group, you kind of brainstormed.
Right. We brainstorm it. We direct it. We have questions and methods that we use. And then we also offer roundtables and workshops. Next month, we're doing one on marketing. We're doing one on dressing and style, how you present yourself both in clothing as well as in conversation. We're doing one on finances, and we're doing one next the following month on actually on insurance, things like that. So any topic that businesses need to be fully equipped with skills, tools, events, and people, we do. And the events, yes, they're fun. And yes, we do some wild things. And so we have Circle of Excellence levels and member things that we do. And this month coming up is Frank Sinatra Night.
And
tell
what
us
is
about
that?
Well, we have Frank Sinatra coming sing for us.
From the grave.
Perform, yeah. Repeat performance. Hey, we tried to get Elvis, but he was busy.
Hey,
so we can
gotta get him way in advance. You got to book him.
But this Friday we have a breakfast at the Buckhead Club. So if anybody happens to hear this before then, we'd love to have you come.
And then at these, you said they're members or the core people and their guests that they invite. And then is there, I'm sure there's a fee to be a member, but to be a guest, is there a fee?
No. Well, you pay for the breakfast.
Right.
It's a la carte. Members pay a very, very small amount of money a year.
Right.
To
it's
be a
to
member.
Be part of this.
Correct.
And then you kind of sort them into their complimentary little group.
Right.
Right. Of eight or less, or is it
the
always
peer groups
eight?
Are around eight. No more than 10 if we get real great. We have B2B, we have B2C, we have Circle of Excellence type businesses. We're just starting one for anyone who's interested in doing business internationally. Obviously, we're the International Business Academies. We're going to be holding a meeting specifically to target people who want to know how they can reach out to the international community who lives here in Atlanta as well as overseas. I was on the phone actually yesterday with a gentleman from France, and it's just so exciting because we are, you know, the world is flat now with the internet, and we are building that bridge between businesses in even Gwinnett can now talk to, learn, grow, and even profit from other businesses in other cultures. And if nothing else, you expand your network, expand your connections,
sure,
like, you know, we all do on online networking and stuff.
Now, as a director of the group here, how do you screen, like, obviously this can't be open to just anybody. There has to be some screening process,
right? It's pretty interesting. The way we invite people to these meetings and the people that we target, first of all, it starts there.
Target the person they don't...
We actually go out and find... Like, I'm sitting here looking at you going, you need to come to breakfast. You'd be great.
Well,
you need to come. We need physical fitness at our breakfast. We need someone to talk. We need all those elements. Art and I realized a long time ago that we as business coaches or consultants, we don't have all the answers, and we don't know everything. But if we gather a great team of other people like us, guess what we can do? Everybody has a support mechanism. Everybody has someone they can call when they need to ask a question. They're not alone anymore. It's like this great big family that we grow and beyond there. So being a member, it's real simple. It's like $50 a month to be a member at the general level. And then above that, it's less than what people pay to be sponsor an event once a year. You pay more than that.
Right.
So we keep our fees low with the purpose of building great relationships and having great events, and everybody you know benefits that way.
So, what's the best way for someone to get in contact with you or to check out all of these wonderful events?
Go online to www.ibalnet.com. It's ibalnet.com. There will be a link, I'm sure, on the show. You can reach me. I'm Kathy Smart. And you can call me, you can email me. You can email me actually at info@ibalnet.com. And we'd love to invite you to a meeting. Come to a happy hour for free. It's always free.
Right.
We only charge, the only events we charge for is the breakfast and the lunches. And we have special lunch events that we had. Last month we had Brand Atlanta here.
Wow,
so,
great.
Lots
and they're
cool
all over
things.
The city, or are they only in Gwinnett?
We are in Gwinnett. We are in Buckhead. We're looking for someone who wants to be an associate director to start out with in Cobb and possibly some other areas. And then we're actually sprawling. Now we're headed to L.A.
LA, coast to coast.
Yeah.
Coast to coast.
Yep, we've got interest in Vienna, Switzerland, and Germany. In fact, our guest this week, Friday at breakfast, is from Germany. She's here, and she's going to speak for a few minutes. So we're excited. It's fun. Bring your keys.
Your keys?
Yeah, bring your keys.
It's a key party?
Friday. Bring your keys.
Bring your keys.
Bring your keys.
Okay.
Yep.
I'll bring
talk
key.
About them. You'll be surprised.
I'm really looking forward to that. I'm so sorry we're running out of time.
Well, you know, Amy, these things fly by.
They do fly by. I'm telling you. I've had so much fun over the last 30 minutes. Spending time with Karen and with Kathy. Lee, what have we got coming up next?
You tell me. You're in charge of the schedule. I just show up here. You know that. I'm the dead weight.
Well, I'm seeing some chocolate-covered strawberries in our future.
Well, that for sure. A lot of you got a variety of waters.
A variety of waters, continued conversation. Until next week, this is Amy Otto with Lee Cantor for Atlanta Business Radio. Have a great day.
Strike a match. Post your profile on FastPitch and get matched up to the exact types of customers and business partners you're looking to connect with. There's never been a more efficient way to network. Visit us at www.fastpitchonline.com.